Now, John the Baptist's imagery is not of bells and blackbirds. I kind of wish that it was. But rather, it's imagery of a fire, of the spirit that is spreading, and of snakes or vipers that slither off into the wilderness, afraid as the fire spreads. He also imagines an axe that lies at the base of a tree, waiting to chop the trees that bear no fruit, and of a winnowing fork threshing the wheat, dividing the chaff from the kernel of grain. Three metaphors, three images of purification, burning, pruning, threshing. Purification that happens in the very doing of our lives. For those are the crowd's questions. Those are the soldiers' questions and the tax collector's question. What then shall we do? And John baptizes the crowd, not to let them remain with him in the wilderness, but he sends them back into the rough and tumble of their lives, the lifestyles they were wanting to leave. And he says, continue as a tax collector. Continue as a soldier. Just do it differently. And that is the pattern of our becoming and our transformation. Becoming followers of Christ, followers of this way. In our lives, in the jobs we have, in the pressures that come our way, that we learn to do it differently. And there it is, the chaff and the wheat. As we say yes to things, no to other behaviors, the chaff blows away and the kernel of wheat remains. So it is both a movement for us into stillness, those places that we explored last week where we are confronted as of our lives, the way we harm others and ourselves, the way we turn from God. And it is a movement back into life where we get up and try again. That is the hard work of preparing the way for Christ. Lives lived with intention. And this intention we say, or is said for us, at our baptisms. When we come, we vow to God. We are asked the question at that time, and then each time we renew them. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help, we say. Will you strive for justice and peace among all peoples and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? We will, with God's help. I will, with God's help, for we dare not do it alone. So when we are asked, have you been baptized? You know, we can go back to the priest's book, the vestry book, where we fill it in, or we can check our certificates, or we can ask those who were there who remember. But the answer to that question doesn't lie there. The answer lies in a life that bears fruit, in the ordinary rough and tumble of our lives. It is a life who dares to trust God in word and action. I will, with God's help. I have to be honest with you, I hold back from a lot of these actions. As I am saying this, I'm saying it to myself as well. There's always been this fear in me. Am I enough? Can I do this? Won't I just fall on my face and make a public fool of myself? And sometimes I am too embarrassed to be a follower of Christ in case people laugh at me. And yet, Something in my heart cries out. The Spirit of Christ cries within in my spirit to live differently. I remember after a difficult time in my life, walking down Oak Street from 49th all the way to 3rd, and I was pacing and I was yelling at God. And the thing I was yelling was, "What do you want from me?" I was so ready to let it go. And it's the same question these people are asking John. What then should I do? And usually it's those words that the prophet says, those deep prophetic words that I love from Micah 6 verse 8. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God. And that's what's echoing in John the Baptist's answers. Be fair and honest in everything you do, even when you stand out. And when you see someone who has nothing, share what you have. And don't take more than you need. And when I ponder these things, that's the fire that's lighting inside me. That's my heart's cry. And somehow, in the midst of my own fear, this courage rises up and I step back into the arena of life. I want to end with a piece from a speech that was delivered by Theodore Roosevelt in 1910. And the author, Brené Brown, has kind of resurrected this speech in a book she's written called Daring Greatly. And I write this out on the front page of my journal whenever I start a new one, because it gives me courage to step forward and to say, I will with God's help. Hear now the words of Theodore Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts. It is not the person who points out how the strong one stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends themselves in a worthy cause? Who at best knows in the end the triumph of achievement? And who at the worst, if they fail, at least fails while daring greatly? I will, with God's help. Because ultimately, it's not about me and it's not for me. For you and I are preparers. We prepare the way of Christ.